Welcome back. If you're a fan of singer-songwriter Gillian Welch, you know that the artist who provides the beautiful harmonies and virtuoso guitar work on songs like this one, Caleb Meyer, is her musical and romantic partner, Dave Rawlings. Well, this year, Dave stepped out of Welch's significant shadow and released his own critically acclaimed solo CD, on which she supports him. It's called A Friend of a Friend.
I hear the crying of the hungry in the deserts where they're wandering. Hear them crying out for heaven's own benevolence upon them. Hear destructive power prevailing. I hear fools falsely hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all.
Mojo magazine called A Friend of a Friend one of the best Americana albums of the year. But when we spoke with Dave Rawlings earlier this year, he told us he was happy that magazines like Mojo and Rolling Stone even bothered to review it. And he said initially he wasn't even sure he wanted to do the solo thing.
I just didn't know that I was going to be able to hear something that came out of speakers that I was comfortable with or that I felt that people would enjoy. And I also, because it's been a long time since Gillian made a record, I didn't want to delay that. I didn't want to try to make a record and then decide that we didn't think we were happy with it and then have, you know, sort of set us back some. So I don't know. That's a good answer, but it's sort of the truth.
There you are. Well, there are some covers on the CD. Let's listen to one of those. The Monkey and the Engineer, an old country blues by Jesse Fuller.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. He drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would do. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and did 90 miles an hour down the mainline run. The big locomotive's right on time.
And then there's another cover we want to hear, and especially since when I asked you why you were reticent to, you know, be the lead, I'd read that you said at one point that you thought your voice was kind of reedy maybe and thin and, you know.
Yeah, I feel as though my voice is, I mean, it's not a, you know, it's not a classically great sounding voice. I mean, what I try to remember is that my favorite music in the world is from other people with not classically perfect voices, so.
Well, that brings us to another guy with, you know, a thin voice who's done quite well. You do a cover of Neil Young's Cortez the Killer. Let's listen.
Came dancing across the water with his galleons and guns, looking for the new world and the palace in the sun.
So again, Dave Rawlings, Neil Young, has, some would say, a kind of a thinnish voice, but powerful stories. What is it about that song?
You know, I have a very specific recollection of sort of, you know, lying on the floor at a friend's house, you know, when I was young, listening to that track and just being so intrigued by the pacing of it and the great long instrumental before there was any vocal. There's just the space on that track, I think, greatly influenced maybe the way I play guitar or the music that I love.
Well, then you wrote seven of the songs on the CD. You write about a woman whose affections are remote. That's in Ruby. The narrator in one of your songs, you know, is happy with the simple indulgences in life. He doesn't understand why people want more. That's It's Too Easy. You take one out of the, you know, out of the playbook of songs. You write about the lost and lonely, the left behind, I hear them all. And the bittersweet lure of addiction. Let's listen to a little of Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth,
crying shame. The sweet tooth crying shame. The sweet tooth crying shame. Gotta feed the sweet tooth 10 times a day just to hear the wind blowing on a windy day. Cairo, it's a mean old town. Cairo, mean old town. Cairo, mean old town. That's what my Uncle John told me when the sweet tooth got him down.
That's Dave Rawlings, backed up by Gillian Welch on his song Sweet Tooth. We hear the gorgeous way your voices blend. It's like out of some Woody Guthrie home recording or something. But also this topic, how'd that come to you?
There's so many little stories that run through different songs, you know, that I've written or that I've written with Gillian. Things that just pop up in verses, and it's nice because when you sing, you remember them. That Uncle John... That goes back to a conversation that we had one time with John Hartford out at his place when we had been touring, and we'd stopped in Cairo by the river and been walking around through a very sort of depressed little area of Cairo where there were just warehouses and drifters, and it was really a frightening little afternoon. And we told John that, and he's like, "What are you doing in Cairo?" It's like, "That's a mean old town." But then Cairo being also referring to Cairo syrup, and also there's a town in Georgia where I think they make Cairo syrup called Cairo. So it all gets in there.
And where was the Cairo he spoke of? Is that Cairo,
yeah,
southern
sure
Illinois?
It's Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where the rivers come together there.
We want to close with another song that you wrote, Dave Rawlings. It's called Bells of Harlem. It's also just gorgeous. Let's listen.
Far down the streets, I see the sign. The crowd is breathing faster. Some must have walked 100 blocks. I see the flocks and pastures. Oh, what a time to be alive. Tears of a past forgotten.
Very reflective. What did you bring to that song?
You know, there was a feeling that I had one time of being in a crowd, you know, in Manhattan, that informed the verse about seeing the flocks and pastures and seeing people all gathered together for one purpose. That memory found its way into the song.
That's Dave Rawlings. His CD is called A Friend of a Friend, with backup from his partner, Gillian Welch. We spoke with Dave earlier this year. The word is Dave and Gillian are working on her new album, so look forward to that. Our week of great music continues tomorrow with Travie McCoy and Friday, Steve Earle.
The freedom train, I hear the bells of
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.